Good morning. My guest this morning is Rio Oleski, an astrologer, as probably everyone out there knows immediately upon hearing your voice. Good morning, Rio.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, I have been reading my own horoscope at various venues for many years here in Sonoma County. But today we are talking about an event that symbolically enough occurs on Friday, the 13th of June at 7 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. And it's a book party and talk with you about your new book, A Manual for the Modern Mystic. Talk about the book a little bit.
Well, it was written over a very long period of time, first of all. I realized at some point that I should say that even though I am an astrologer, I teach astrology and I give readings, the main focus of my life is spiritual growth and consciousness development. And I always tell my students that studying astrology is actually just an excuse for doing that. It's a great tool for doing that.
Uh-huh.
And so at some point I realized that the 12 signs of the zodiac were actually very accurate templates that define the 12 or not the 12, but 12 principles of which I could also call universal laws. So that's what the book is basically about. It's not an astrology book. It does have one section in each chapter that talks about the astrological correlation of each of the 12 laws, but it goes way beyond astrology.
Well, it's interesting that there are a number of, we could call them disciplines or study points, which provide a kind of a place to ground spiritual search. I think of the Enneagram right off.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that is numeric. There are specific character types that correspond to, well, all sorts of different things.
Right.
So this basically is your approach in this book, I take it.
It is my approach, but at the same time, I steal liberally from every great spiritual tradition that I've been able to lay my hands on and read and study to any degree. Another one, in addition to the Enneagram, would be the I Ching, and there's many quotes from the I Ching, which was one of my first primers back in the day.
Right, me too.
Getting into the whole spiritual idea.
Well, how did you begin to be, what can I call it, an astrologer for hire?
Well, that goes back about 40 years, and I found myself in a place in life where I had small children and no visible means of support. I didn't believe in going on welfare. I have two college degrees. I didn't want to farm my kids out for some stranger to raise. Everybody was telling me that I was pretty good at this astrologizing stuff, even though I thought at the time I really had nothing to offer. It seemed pretty obvious to me. So I hung a shingle out and started teaching classes. Of course, my friends showed up for the classes and my friends showed up for the readings, and then the word spread. And word of mouth is really the only and best form of advertising in this sort of industry.
So where are your columns published now?
Well, the column is on my website, and it's also in the West County Gazette, and I believe in the Sebastopol Times. And there might be a couple of other papers that are connected to the Sebastopol Times, one in Healdsburg, one in Windsor.
Well, good luck with the book and good luck with your continuing mystical journey, I suppose I should say. Let me tell people once again that Rio Oleski has published a new book. It's called A Manual for the Modern Mystic, How to Practice Being in the Presence of God. What a title. And there is a book launch on Friday, the 13th of June, 7 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts, where you'll hear about the book. You'll be able to purchase copies of the book. And also there'll be a question and answer period that follows the book signing. For information, 874-9392 or online, occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.